Martin Boozer is enjoying his 24-hour layover in the Iditarod checkpoint town of Takotna on the Kuskokwim River. The Big Lake Musher arrived last night, a little after 10 o'clock, with 15 dogs.
I feel good. I think we're going to keep on doing well. I got the dogs right where I wanted them and happy with them. And I left one in McGrath, so I got 15 here, and we'll see whether I go with 15. I might leave one of my old guys here. Take only 14 out of here, but we'll see.
The tiny town is crowded this evening with 34 mushers camped out there. Lance Mackey arrived an hour and 45 minutes behind Boozer. Sebastian Schnula, Hugh Neff, Ray Reddington Jr., and Mitch Seavey followed close behind. A handful of mushers have pushed past Takotna and onto the Ophir checkpoint, including Robert Nelson, Trent Herbst, and Sim Smith. They are currently at the top of the standings, but Boozer should quickly regain the lead once he pulls out of Takotna tonight. Many mushers have struggled with dog illness and injury this year, but not Boozer.
Well, a hard, fast trail, of course, makes for some injuries. But my guys are somewhat used to going that pace, so they're doing pretty good.
Boozer is chasing his fifth Iditarod win. Lance Mackey was also hoping to earn that distinction this year, but the defending champion says it doesn't look promising. Tending his dogs in Takotna this afternoon, Mackey sounded frustrated.
I pulled in here thinking I'd stay 6 hours or so and then head out, but I got one dog. I've only got 12 at the moment, and I got one that's not looking so good. So it is about the dogs, and I got to think about them and not what I want.
Mackey is famous for pulling surprise moves out on the trail to secure big leads, but of the four dogs he's dropped already, three were seasoned veterans, and he says that means he'll have to hold back a bit.
You know, I've already lost Maple, my Golden Harness winner. I lost Lippy. I lost Pimp. These are three dogs that were in my team last year that I know what they're capable of doing. So now I got a bunch of youngsters that don't know exactly what to do from here on out, and to demoralize their attitude or jeopardize the future. I'm going to have to play kind of conservative and go with the flow. Yeah, if they're up for the task along the way somewhere, we might do something abnormal. But at this point, I'm going to have to stick to normal, I think.
Mackey can't point to any one thing that's affecting his team. He says kennel cough has been a problem. He also says the trail is nice because it's covered in snow, but he says it's inconsistent, hard and fast in places, and then soft and sugary in others. He says that's been tough on the dogs.
Dogs are very bright. It doesn't take them very long to realize that they're going to get sore or hurt or whatever, and they start backing off or not performing well. They're getting out of the way of some of these things. And, you know, so now we got sore backs, we got sore hips, we got bad attitudes, and bad attitudes, no eating, no performance. So.
Jerry Willemitzer became the sixth musher to scratch this year. He made the decision at the McGrath checkpoint today after assessing his dog team overnight.